So all the celebrations are truly over, and let me express my thanks as well that you actually managed to get out of bed this morning and come along and be part of this service, because as many people are really tired with all the stuff that's been going on this last week. And even I think back to last Sunday, which seems like almost a year ago now, but we've got a couple of slides just so that you can see the church as it was last Sunday after you all left. Well, those of you who were here on Sunday morning, and we've already heard from the sketch that it was so well attended, really. We had 40 guests come to the meal last Sunday, and it was absolutely fantastic. We had a lot of helpers as well. 25 volunteers came along, giving up their Christmas day to help to serve, wait on these guests to make sure they were fed and watered, to provide transport, even to do some meals to take back to their houses later on for those who couldn't attend. And the helpers were not just from this congregation. In fact, only a few of the helpers. We had 8 helpers from this congregation. All the rest of the 25 were from around the community. Thank you, Stuart, for strolling on the slides. And it was a wonderful time, a really wonderful time. And one thing I noticed this year, because I've been involved in quite a few of these Christmas Day meals, one thing I noticed this year, that out of those 40 people that we served, we seemed to have more people who were really needy. Sometimes when someone even walks in the door, you can just tell by the look on their face, or even, I hate to judge, but by the clothes they wear. We had 2 people come to us just because the Salvation Army phoned us up on Christmas Day morning to say we've got 2 people here who are homeless and haven't got anywhere to go today and haven't got a meal today. Can we book them in for a meal? So we added 2 to our list. And although they were both sleeping rough on Christmas Eve, by the end of that Christmas Day, we ensured that both of them had a roof over their heads in a travel lodge up at Lee Delamere. So that was an incredible experience, really, I think, for us as a team who were working to try and make all that happen. And I grateful thanks for everybody who was part of that, to those who actually worked before, because some of the people in the congregation here did stuff beforehand to help prepare. They weren't here on the day, but that really spread the load, so it wasn't just a couple of people organising the whole thing. But we praise God that it went really well and very worthwhile. Thank you, Stuart. That's all we've got for the slides today. Well, I don't know who was brave enough to stay up to see the New Year in. I confess, I was fast asleep when I didn't even hear the fireworks or whatever. And I'm not going to be bringing round the mic this time to listen to your New Year's resolutions. Anyway, we had some of the promises, and that was really good. New Year's resolutions, always looking forward into the new year, seeing what we are hoping to achieve this year. We want to do better this year. And that's what we often try to do at this time when we are looking forward. But we're also looking back, remembering the last 2 or 3 years. And there have been some difficult times, isn't there? There have been some really sad times. We have actually lost quite a few members of our congregation over the last 3 years. And it was wonderful that in the Christmas Day service a week ago, that Andrew gave us the opportunity to light candles for people that we'd lost, or people that we particularly wanted to pray for. And we continue to remember them with our love and with our prayers. And I hope that the fellowship comes together at these times to support those people, especially who have found that difficult. But we look forward into the new year. And that's why I chose this reading that we've just had, a reading that I found very special, really. If anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation, because the old has gone and the new has come. And it seems very relevant to this point of the calendar. The old year has gone, the new year has come. I have these little text things come in on my emails. giving me a little Bible verse each day. And guess what the Bible verse was today? Exactly this Bible verse: if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And I was amazed, because that's the text that I'd chosen for today. It's always God's confirmation that you're actually on track when these sorts of things happen, isn't it? So here we are. And I remember it because I first came across it. It had such an impact on me. It was the very first time I attended a full immersion baptism of a friend of mine back in the 1970s. And that was the text that the minister used at that point. And that stayed with me ever since. It's had a big impact on me. So we stand on the very first day of 2023. Who knows what lies ahead in the next days, in the next months as they tick past? We might discover a new joy. I hope we do. That is a hope, okay? We might find we have new challenges, just like Phil was sharing with the challenge, especially the challenge of exit strategy. I'm right with you there, Phil. I know exactly what you're on about there. For those of you who don't know, I was also in mission work many years back in Nepal. We may even find ourselves clinging on by our fingernails. Oh, this is tough. This is really tough. We do not know. But whatever happens, I think that this passage brings hope. It brings us hope because we are a new creation in Jesus Christ. That's what Paul is saying. If anyone is in Christ, we are a new creation. And that means we put our trust in him. Whatever the year brings, the old has gone, the new has come, we have put our trust in Jesus for what comes ahead. And with God's help and with the support of the fellowship, and it is a very supportive fellowship as I have seen, we can live out our Christian faith in the months to come. We will live out our Christian faith in the months to come. Can we take that as a promise? We will live out our Christian faith in the months to come. Can we say yes? Amen. Give us our amen, brothers and sisters. Thank you. Yeah, let's do a bit of an American Southern Baptist. Amen, brother. Yeah. Okay. Because we are standing on the promise of God's word. That's what we were singing earlier on. We're standing on the promise of God's word. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. What does Paul mean by that? In Christ. It's an interesting phrase. It's a phrase that he uses quite a lot if you read through his letters, if anyone is in Christ. And I think he's trying to describe something about the closeness and the intimacy of completely putting our trust in Jesus. Completely putting our trust in Jesus for what lies ahead, or for what we're in even now, at this present point in time. We trust him for his saving grace in our lives. I am a sinner saved by grace. And we trust him for all that is to come in this new year. There's a song that means a lot to me, and we sing it here a lot as well, In Christ Alone. We're not singing it today, but that actually takes from the words of Paul, in Christ alone. It's not just a random thing that Stuart Townend put in there. He used that phrase deliberately. In Christ alone, my hope is found. And there's that line there, which I look at it so many times and reflect on it. There's no guilt in life, there's no fear in death, because that is the power of Christ in me. The power of Christ working in me, no guilt in life, no fear in death. If we are in Christ, we don't have to live in a state of guilt, because we can come to Jesus and find forgiveness. We look at this cross. Sunday mornings, I quite often sit and look at this cross. It's an incredible cross. It's worth spending time looking at it because it is so deep with meaning. And because of Terry, bless him, and his artwork, he's just made it so wonderful for Christmas to actually make the meaning even deeper. No guilt in life. We bring it to the foot of the cross. And no fear in death. If we are in Christ, we have no fear of death because we know that Jesus has overcome death and our ultimate destination is to be with him in eternity. Now, I don't know how these words speak to you. I don't know whether you can say that you are in Christ or not. But the point of this passage is that Paul actually ends it with a declaration. And he actually quotes from the book of Isaiah when he says, look, in the time of my favour I heard you, in the day of salvation I helped you. But then Paul writes his own words, I'm telling you, now is the time. Now is the time of God's favour. Now is the time of salvation. You don't have to wait. Don't have to wait till tomorrow or next month or next year. If you're in any doubt, you put your trust in Jesus. You put your trust in the cross. That is what it's all about. You see, we've been celebrating Christmas with all its sparkle, all its majesty, all its beauty, all the decorations and everything. And we give it such attention because it really is the time when God showed his favour. It's the time when God came in the form of a vulnerable baby to grow up into the man Jesus, who is the Son of God, the light of the world. And that each one of us can have Jesus in our lives as he shows his favour to each one of us personally, if we want to put his trust in him. Jesus at the centre of our fellowship in the cross, Jesus at the centre of our lives. As a fellowship, we're clearly on a journey of faith. And we will continue that journey into the new year. Just the fact that we're still sitting around tables and we've been doing that now for well over a year. Things are changing in this church. There's no holding back. We have many hopes and fears for the coming year. But we stand on the promises of God through all our hopes, through all our fears. Now is the day of salvation. And that is a message that we need to take to ourselves and to share with the whole world in 2023. So, let's run with that, shall we? Now, just for Stuart's information, we will not show the video because we're running out of time. So, I had a video. I wasn't sure how long this was going to go. But what we're going to do now, we're going to collect up the hopes and the fears from the tables. If you have a basket on your table, will you please pick it up, or somebody pick it up, and just move around. And if people want to put things in the baskets, that's fine. And then come and bring your basket and tip the hopes and fears in here. We'll have a short prayer, and then we'll have our final hymn. These hopes and fears, we are simply offering them to God. They will go in the bin. I will not read them, I promise. They will go in the bin afterwards, completely anonymously. It's between you and God what you might want to write down. Heavenly Father, we bring to you these, our hopes and fears, and all the ones that we didn't write down or that we wrote down and didn't want to put in the basket. We just look into this new year and we put ourselves into your hands. We thank you for all that is past. We trust you for all that is come. And we ask that we will know your wonderful presence of salvation in our lives as we move into 2023. We pray that as a fellowship we will continue to move together to declare to the world that Jesus is the light and that we can stand on the promises of God and all that you have done for us. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for this new year. And we offer ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen.